WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
Good Sunday morning, Chattanooga. You've tuned in to Vital Health Radio, broadcasting from the Texas Roadhouse Studio. I'm Ed Jones, better known around here as Captain Wellness, on a decades-long mission to defend your health, cut through the confusion, and point you toward a life of strength and vitality. For over 40 years at Nutrition World, I've helped people rise above the pitfalls of modern living. And each week on this show, we explore the strategies, science, and simple daily habits that keep you energized, resilient, and ready for whatever life throws your way. And as every hero needs a trusted partner, joining me is my good friend and the guru of the Common Man, Clint Powell, the man who is fearless when it comes to asking dumb questions. What's murky, wow, Clint?
That's the best backhanded compliment I have ever had in my entire life. That's fantastic. And I love, they're from it. And I thought, did you use ChatGPT to write that?
No, I did that one myself.
Did you really?
Yeah.
EdGPT. I love it. It's fantastic.
All right.
How you doing this morning?
I am on a scale of about
7.6
due to not enough sleep.
Okay. I thought you were going to go from, I'm on a scale of avocado to pineapple. I am a Fruit Loop. I don't know. You always give the weirdest.
No, well, you know what I do? I give authentic, truthful answers, unlike the BS that everybody else gives. Everybody says G-O-O-D.
Mm-hmm. I like it when people give me a little BS like that.
Oh, okay.
Because I've got, we all have luggage. Don't hand me your luggage. I got my crap I'm pulling around. Yeah. Here, carry my suitcase. No.
No.
I've got my own suitcase.
You do. It's pretty full. You got two of them.
Well, I'm
actually
like everybody. Suitcases, you can unpack them from time to time, and then they get light again. It's okay.
Yep. All right. Well, today we have on Vital Health Radio some... I do homework. This doesn't happen just accidentally. I don't come in and ramble. That would be boring. So I really delve into the literature every week, the people I trust, the experts in the arena of nutrition and health. And I make notes. As you see, I have a notebook down here. It's about an inch and a half thick. And these are things that mean a lot to me. They're very pertinent and they're very truthful in as far as we know with data and also opinions. But today we are going to have Dr. Kurt will be here, our famous pharmacist, clinical pharmacy. That means somebody who's actually worked with patients and doctors for over 30 years, talking about a conversation near and dear to my heart, which I'm not huge about medical testing, but getting the calcium score test, I think, is extremely valuable. He's going to explain what that is.
I've had that. I had and it with had lung bus.
That's where we're, yep, yeah. Yep. I think the timing is perfect because that is coming up. The lung bus will be at Nutrition World, actually, on February 21st, which is Saturday from 11 to 2. And you can go to events under nutritionw.com to sign up. We'll talk about that in Dr. Deering's segment. And secondly is Summit Physical Therapy will be at Nutrition World on Thursday, January 29th from 1 to 4. Why would you be interested in that?
Hey,
well,
Ed,
yes?
Just curious.
Mm-hmm. What's your thought?
Why would somebody be interested in that, Ed?
Oh, man, I can't believe you asked that question.
I'm a steel trap mind, Bubba. Yep.
All right, Barney.
Yeah.
I want to say that physical therapy, before my hips fell apart, you hear about it and you think that kind of cool sounding, but I don't know what use it would be. Well, very useful. These people are heroes in regard to rehabilitating weakened bodies, broken bodies. They worked on my hips to try to help me not have hip surgery. Well, that wasn't that was inevitable. There was no way around that. Sometimes the tires on your car, all the tread is gone, and you have no choice but to put new ones on. And mine was all gone. And we are But the thing is, I did about 60 sessions with them. So what did I benefit? I came out of surgery so much stronger because I really didn't plan to do those as a pre-surgical plan, but it worked out that way. And what an advantage it was. And then I did 20 more after the surgery. Went there on day 4 after. And
my daughter went to them quite a bit with her back and knee.
You were so right. Yeah. I saw her over there.
That's right. Yeah, by your recommendation. We did over 12 for her. Yeah.
Yep. Summit is very professional. Has locations all over town. And the other event is Foundations of Homeopathy. That's going to be on Tuesday, February 3rd for four Tuesdays in a row at 6:30. What does that mean, homeopathy? I wonder if anybody would like to ask me.
I don't know. You stole my thunder. It's hard to be a partner or a sidekick when you're going to ask the question and answer it. I'm just over here like, gee, I could have asked that question. I don't know what homeopathy is, though. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It still lingers.
It still is valid then.
Yeah.
Homeopathy is an ancient art of healing from about 1870. Dr. Hahnemann discovered the theory of homeopathy. And homeopathy is based in like cures like. That means that, and I use the example of there's about 10,000 remedies in the field of homeopathy. And if something like we have one that we sell that's called Nux Vomica, if you had the plant that came from, you would throw up very aggressively, very quickly.
Hence the Vomica.
What? Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that a cool name that it happened to be what it
that's
does?
That's coincidence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
But the odd thing is when you take it in minuscule amounts, it cures nausea. Mm. Well, he saw this relationship in some couple experiments he did, and his whole life was devoted to that. It became a very strong science, which is being discredited completely by traditional medical thinkers because they live under the ocean and they can only look at the things they want to look at and not anything else. But we're going to have this lecture that teaches you how to use homeopathy as a completely safe option for treating your health. I used it for my now ex-wife during her pregnancy with Katie, and she had a couple, you know, really bad colds and really this and a little bit of pains and homeopathy. We had a big kid. It was like a suitcase, and it had about 100 remedies. And I tell you, at 2 o'clock in the morning, you pretty much try anything because with being pregnant, she couldn't take any drugs.
Right.
And it really was a beneficial. The thing about homeopathy is it's totally safe. Secondly, if you get the wrong remedy, it does nothing. You get the right remedy. Within 4 hours, you get results. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Yeah, and I think sometimes the medical, we've seen this with other things, the medical industry, I'm not saying it's not true, but it's easy to find the things where it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. You know, and then discredit the whole thing.
Absolutely.
You know, or maybe expectations aren't met. So, you know, also, we've been very accustomed, if I take a pill, then an hour later, everything's better. And that's not usually the way it is when nature's in charge of homeopathy. I'm not saying it's not fast, but definition of fast matters and long term. Do you know what I'm saying? In other words, we're just used to microwave. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes homeopathy or doing things a different way has different expectations. It's not that it doesn't work. It's just not the pill.
It's not how we've been trained.
That's my point.
Commercials, headlines, and doctor visits.
The pill feels great. Whatever you take, and it goes away in 30 minutes, but it doesn't really go away. It masks
Bingo.
It. And then there's all these other things that comes with it.
And if your pain goes away, your body's healing it still underneath the lack of pain. And do we want less pain? Yes, well, we do. But there are always side effects to all drugs.
I listened to one the other day, and it's the craziest thing. I think it was for prostate cancer, so I'm not going anything against the drug. I'm sure it's effective. But literally, if you listen to the 60-second commercial, mm-hmm. it is 20 seconds of what it does and then 40 seconds of the side effects. And then it tells you, don't take it if you're pregnant. I'm like, I got to learn the anatomy again. I don't know how all this stuff works, but it's literally the whole thing, over half of it is all the bad stuff. That can be applied to almost everything we put into our body from the medical system. Yep. Doesn't mean it doesn't work. It just means we ought to beware.
We need to be wiser, and we need to choose wise people. There's a difference between knowledge and wisdom, and I'm always, always thinking of that. It's pretty easy to get knowledge. It's pretty hard to accumulate wisdom because it takes a long time. Other coming up on the rest of the time on Vital Health, this is something I know we all kind of think we know what this means, but I've got the definitive answer. What does the color of your mucus mean when you're sick? So we're going to go through all that. There's 5 different colors, and I'm going to explain exactly what that is.
Oh, wait. That's going to be fun.
Yes, and pretty definitive. Oh. You know, it's a free test. You get to look at it in your toilet paper when you blow.
That's going to be fantastic.
And again, we're going to talk about the calcium score with Dr. Daring. And I am still obsessed with Cava, their eating location on Gun Barrel. And they have one in Hickson. I've not eaten there. It took me about 9 months to even get my first trip to Cava. But because of the food choices and the fact there's no seed oils, the fact it's delicious, it's convenient, and it's not excessively expensive. It is, like, right now, it's my number one. My goal is to not get burned out on it. So I have to...
You got to change what you're getting, a variety of what your options
no,
are.
No, I get the same thing. I will get the same thing for the next 9 months, and then I will get tired of it.
Okay, so, that sounds great. Good plan.
Now, my plan of action.
It's good to say my goal is, and then I'm totally going to blow through that goal. I love that. That's fantastic.
Been making homemade biscuits every Sunday from scratch like I used to when Katie was 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. Did it back then. I'm back making it. I can't believe it. I need it. I use sourdough starter, and I failed 5 times out of 7. Mm-hmm. The last two, when I say fail, they were pretty lousy. I figured it out finally. And what I actually did the first time that I've done this, I finally said I'm not going to follow directions. I went on AI.
Spirit.
And I used the spirit. Ancient wisdom came out, and I made a heck of a good batch 2 days, 2 times in a row. So this Sunday will be another batch.
I love the WAP biscuits. That's what I do. I use the WAP biscuits. You know what those are?
No.
They come in the container. You just hit them on the counter, WAP, and they pop open, and you put them in there. And they're all flaky and golden crisp. Ooh. It's fantastic.
Yeah, they love those seedles.
They do.
I did a video. It should be up anytime. Might be right by the time we do this on how do you fix 2 meals for under $15 that have plenty of protein and the macros that I really believe in. And that was a shopping trip with my expert Cody, who videoed, and it will be on our social media. And then don't ever forget Be Well Labs. The website is
beginwithlabs.com.
Thank you, my partner.
Yep. Give me the cape. It's my turn to wear it. I'm the hero. Yeah.
I was only 1 second away. Now.
I know. But I saw you struggling.
The illness is going around in Chattanooga is bizarre and aggressive. And many people, we had 6 people out last week. Never had 6 people out in 47 years. And I had, the crud about 6 weeks ago and, lost my voice, coughed and felt like crap like I normally do. Like most people do when they're sickly. But I think that it's more fungal related than bacteria. And I've been saying this for several months. Well, there was an article on one of the medias for Chattanooga, and it said that Chattanooga has a very high rate of a fungal infection called histoplasmosis. And histoplasmosis is very difficult to diagnose because there's not a definitive test. It comes from a variety of knowledge, wisdom, and experience of a practitioner. It's not easy to treat because fungus doesn't work the same way bacteria and viruses do.
Real quick, I want you to keep talking. I am very interested in this because I read an article a month or so ago that there was some sort of fungal infection that was causing this up north. Hmm. So this is not, it seems like whatever's been going on is now getting to us.
And this was on the national news media. It wasn't a local station.
Oh, okay.
And so it was big time.
Maybe that's what I saw.
It said Tennessee has coming epidemic of a fungal infection. And I'm for 47 years, I've followed funguses from Candida and other fungal infections because the medical, traditional medical thinking doesn't want to really delve into it because it's not real easy to diagnose. And there are things naturally to do for it.
That's what I was going to ask. Are we going to, when we talk about it, do we have options or are we going to complain about the problem?
We have some options we will talk about that in the other segment.
Good, because that makes me happy. I'll actually listen to you on that one, Ed.
All right, my friend. Well, this is Vital Health Radio, empowering you to take charge of your health. More after the break.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Ready to step into your new home in Ramsgate? I have a rare opportunity for you to move to a four-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bath home at nearly 3,000 square feet. You'll love the beautiful hardwood floors, the master on Main, soaring cathedral ceiling, and much more. This Hickson home is move-in ready. See it online at homechattanooga.com. That's at homechattanooga.com. 888-893-3537.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download,
a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, here again with my co-host Clint Powell, and together we've been honored to bring you insights on health and well-being every week for the past 7+ years, and today is no exception, so let's dive back in. I want to talk about the histoplasmosis real quick so I don't forget.
Okay.
Again, there was a book written probably 5 years into my business, so I opened in 79, somewhere mid-80s. And it was by Dr. Crook, C-R-O-O-K. And I'm remembering as I speak, and it was called the Candida Connection or something similar. But it was the first book to come out that talked about fungus and mold and its relationship to struggling health. And it was kind of a game changer because at that point, rarely did anybody think that sickness was caused by anything but the two pathogens, viruses and bacteria. And little do most people still, they don't know viruses are actually not a live organism. They actually hijack your cells, and then they operate it like a hijacker would on 9/11, and they do bad things within the body. But bacteria certainly are foreign invaders, and luckily we still have some antibiotics at work, and we also, if properly taken care of, we have machinery within us that will cure the majority of those infections. Despite the overprescribing, I think we should overprescribe health advice and support of the body rather than antibiotics. However, there's another whole category called fungus mold. Mold kind of is the condition that allows a fungus to grow. If you've ever seen, you know, we've all seen mildew on the bathroom walls if you don't take care of it. We've seen mold on bread. We've seen the other type of funguses. And what happens, fungus loves something, or three things. They love dark, they love wet, and they love temperatures. And that is our human body, 98 degrees, and we're 70 or 80% water. And we're certainly dark inside. I don't know about Clint's, but mine does not have lights inside. Do you have any lights in your body?
Yes.
You do? Oh, okay. Yeah.
light of the world, dude.
Ooh.
Yeah, you must go. You need to go to church. Of course, I have light to my body. I'm the light of the world. Yeah.
So we, what is it? What is funguses? How? What do they like to eat? I wonder if somebody would like to ask me what they like.
No,
to
nobody
eat.
Cares.
Keep oh, they don't. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
what
do
they eat?
That then.
Ed? They eat healthy stuff.
You can guess they eat simple carbohydrates. That means all of your donuts, your bread, your pastas, the excess amount that most Americans eat, which is anything over 100 to me is excessive, unless it's your one special day of the week. Now, if you're very active and you're doing a lot of exercise, you certainly have a bigger budget and you can do more carbs. But I'm hugely invested in 100 or less per week on 6 days a week, okay. High protein. Most people are eating 500 to 2,000 carbs a day and are not getting enough protein. So it's perfect scenario for funguses to grow. If funguses are contagious. We can catch them from birds and bats and from other people. A lot of people, I mean, over my 47 years, I remember numerous people who came in and said that the doctor said they had lung cancer. And this is not a rare conversation, common conversation. Yeah, they think, well, you know, I've got lung cancer, but it was a fungus. It's a fungus about 30%
when
of the
you,
time.
When you say you can get it from other people too, is that droplets in the air? Mm-hmm. Is that touch or is it depend on the fungus?
It's not.
And
like,
I know we're not giving medical advice.
No, but
here,
it's not like bacteria. Bacteria is far more contagious. Mm-hmm. You have to have a system that is conducive to growing it.
Okay.
It's like we have to have the petri dish for it. If you're super healthy.
But if you're in a store with somebody with.
No, it's not okay. Going to be like okay. The flu. Okay. No, it's much harder to get. But when we walk around with the lowered health that we have with a lowered immune system and the excess carbohydrates, you're kind of a sitting duck.
Gotcha.
So what do we do about it? Well, number one, as Dr. Cook talked about, we need to help starve the fungus. How do we starve them? The one food they eat is carbohydrates. Here we go again. 100 or less carbs generally will cut some of their food supply.
Okay, you tell me if this is true or false, but like let's use sugar as an example. Mm-hmm. When you eat sugar, doesn't it lower your immune system for like 3 to 4 hours,
yep,
something
you're
like
right.
That?
Good memory.
So yeah, so even something like that, when we wonder, because I ask all the time, well, I can't prevent all the time getting sick. Sometimes I can, mm-hmm. And I can't prevent what nature or what's going around. I can't control that. But are there things that I have in my life that are habits that maybe I go, well, I'm not going to quit eating all that all the time, mm-hmm. But maybe for the next week or two, I will be more mindful of it.
Yes.
Until this passes.
Until it passes. The thing about Candida is it doesn't go 100% away. It's always hiding in the closet. When you get back into your bad habits, a closet can open back up and they can come back out.
So it sits there.
It does. We all have it. 100%. Like many things, like E. coli and all these bacteria. We have C. diff. Killed my dad. But guess what? When we're healthy, we have minuscule amounts. It's one of the family of good of bacteria that don't cause a problem until they overpopulate.
That's why again, you have an immune system.
Yeah. Nutritionally, green pharmacy-wise, garlic, the odorless garlic capsules that I use many times.
Turmeric?
Two times a day. No, turmeric's not anti. Only thing there are is there's oregano is slightly in capsules. Oregano oil is.
So the drops?
The drops or the oil or in any way.
That burn my soul.
Yes. And secondly, we've got something called cabrillic acid, which comes from coconut. It is quite the anti-yeast mold candida type of supplement. Again, you have to use pretty high amounts. What is pretty high? 6 to 8 capsules. So I'm a big fan of recommending those to people. Again, starving is the first therapy. So cutting
the rest off. It sounds like it's a lot of managing the symptoms
it is.
To give your body so it doesn't have to fight on 5 fronts. It can fight on the 1 front.
Bingo. That's a great way to say it. Bingo. Okay, mucus. Let's talk the mucus story here.
Finally.
And I read all my whole life, but I forget these details.
It's okay. Trust me. These are details good to forget.
No, they're not.
I'm glad you're remembering it now. You're bringing it back up, but your mind is filing that crap away, but keep talking.
Yellow mucus.
Yep.
What does it do? It signals early immune activation rather than severity. Yellow mucus means your white blood cells, which are your infection fighters, have moved into the mucus. As they accumulate, they add pigment that shifts the color. This shows that your body is responding even if symptoms feel mild. And yellow does not automatically mean bacterial infection. It reflects immune engagement. A lot of people, I know I've got a sinus infection because it's yellow. No, not really.
Okay.
No, not really. But the green now, that's a different story. Green indicates a stronger immune response and a more intense battle is underway. Green phlegm forms when large numbers of white blood cells concentrate in your airways. The darker color appears as the infection becomes more serious. This actually helps you to identify the seriousness of your infection by the deepness of the green and certainly how long it lasts. Next is pink and red. Of course, that would make sense if we could probably figure that one out. It has to do with bleeding somewhere in the respiratory tract. Pink or red reflects blood entering your airways through broken blood vessels. Could be caused by intense coughing.
That's what I'm saying. I've had that before.
You have, because you had a cough from HELL last year. Shook the
I think
house
we all go through that too.
Yes. Yeah. If it's only, like this says, if it's only one or two times, probably okay. Much more than that, you want to seek some diagnostic help with that. Now, brown points to older blood or a longer standing lung issue. Brown phlegm comes from dried, oxidized blood, and it's very important that you probably get that checked out for sure.
The brown.
And then black signals, hey, guess what? A fungal infection. And it actually says requires pretty immediate action for this. It could be serious if it's black because fungal definitely compromises the immune system.
We've moved here past, take pomegranate, go get some help.
Yeah, black. Yeah. Yeah. Coughing up black, it's time to not come to Nutrition World.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Hey, good note, sir. Yeah.
I said last show, and I did not follow up on this. I said there was a new thing that I added for my sleep based on a Japanese study. And the Japanese study underscores the potential for higher potassium intake. And they did this study that explored if people did higher potassiums at bedtime, did they sleep better? And it came across in this study in Japan, there was a definite relationship. So what I did, and of course, what I will do is immediately I went out and bought a bottle at Nutrition World of potassium.
Oh, no.
No, not with all the sugar in a banana.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go. I was trying to be healthy, but I'm sorry. My bad. Jeez.
And it's got
worse.
Oxalates in it.
Yeah.
And it's grown with chemicals and glyphosate.
Okay, go back to your
and
taking something from Nutrition
so green
World.
That it has to ripen, unlike nature would allow it to happen.
Gotcha. I'm an idiot. Yeah, we're taking pills. What do we got?
That's right, pills. Potassium. So I took 400 milligrams of potassium every night for the past month, and my Aura Ring, other than last night, I've been doing 10, 15% better. More REM, more deep. And I've only had two rough nights in a month.
You can, again, confirm or deny this, but along with magnesium. Magnesium helps, too. Please tell me, because I started taking that because someone gave me that advice from your place.
Yep.
Okay.
And, yep. Good. All right. Well, guess what? That was a fast 10 minutes. Flew by. All right.
Well, it goes fast when we're talking phlegm and fungi. That's the name of a new podcast.
Is that two
phlegm
Fs?
And fungi with Ed Jones and Clem Powell.
Is that two Fs?
Yeah.
Oh, you think phlegm?
E-H.
That's right. I was testing you.
It's not phlegm, it's phlegm, but that's okay. Phlegm, okay. I wasn't going to say anything.
All right.
But you're going to make fun of me. Here we go.
Hey, stay with us. Vital Health Radio. We'll be right back with more ways to live strong and to live mucus-free.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio and podcast. This is a show that believes knowledge is power and that by embracing proven health strategies, we can all live longer, healthier, and more vibrant lives. I am Ed Jones with my co-host Clint Powell and the third in the group, which is Dr. Deering, our clinical pharmacist at Nutrition World now well over a year. Yep. And he has been shining more and more every month. You're there and it just really blows me away. Your passion, your knowledge, and your hunger for learning more and more.
Well, thank you.
And he just sang like Elvis, by the way, before we came on. So that was also another really...
He does have other skills, yes.
Yes, he does. Maybe he's a singing pharmacist. Maybe that's what we have.
All right. Well,
I do Elvis impersonations.
Yes, he does. And I was glad in Orlando at the convention that I actually missed it.
You're glad you missed it?
Yes. Sad. And your birthday is coming up.
My birthday is coming up.
When's your birthday?
On the 31st, we're going to celebrate, not my birthday, we're going to celebrate the last several hours of still being in my 50s.
Ah.
So
that's a good way.
I don't think you really want to celebrate being in your 60s. I mean, not that I'm going to get down about it or anything, but.
Yeah, we can tell you've got a good attitude. So I'm really happy. You seem like you're handling it well.
Yeah, what's that tear rolling down your face?
My birthday's next week, too. So I'll be in the same neighborhood with you, though. I'll live in the same neighborhood. Yeah. It's a cul-de-sac, but we're both there.
Yeah.
How old are you, Clint?
I'll be 58.
Yeah. Okay.
But I must say, I feel better at this age than I did 10 years ago.
Wonderful.
Good for you.
Well, I think you're happier just from hearing your life. I don't know.
Yeah.
And passion is very important nutrient.
It really is.
No doubt. All right. So calcium scores. You've heard Nutrition World push and promote the Memorial Hospital, what they call the Lung Bus. Now it's called the Lung Coach. And that is coming up. We announced it on the first segment, and that will be
February 21st at 11 o'clock, starting at 11 o'clock.
Yep.
They really don't have a time that they're going to stop. It doesn't say on there, but starting at 11.
Okay. And if you're a smoker, it's free. If you have a previous smoking, I don't know how they weed people out, but if you have previous smoking, you get a free one. And if you want to have to pay, it's $150. I'm not sure about the Medicare. But when you went, you paid, didn't you?
I paid the $150. It was worth it.
Not a bad price.
Not a bad price at all. And it's going to, lung cancer is the most curable cancer in stage one and two that there is of cancers, most likely. It's very, I wouldn't say easy, but it is.
As a user of it, let me just, and then I'll let y'all do the actually important stuff. But also, the thing I liked about it is you got someone to talk to you very briefly there. At least I did. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Was Dr. Hedrick there?
Yeah.
And yeah, they say he's very thorough, very good.
Yeah, and you don't expect that. And he didn't spend an hour. We're not talking about you get to go out and lunch with the guy. But it is, here's the score. Here's what this means. I think mine was in the 30s or 40s, and so whatever. But it, again, well, he said it wasn't that bad. What are you doing over here? Yeah, I'm 58. Well, right now it'd be way worse. There's a lot of donut residue in there, I promise. My point on the thing was it wasn't just take a test and leave.
Mm-hmm.
It was very well done.
And so really and truly, the calcium score you get is a side addition to what they're really wanting is the lung test. But with that comes the ability to get what we know is a number. Like you said, yours was 30 or 40. You know, zero is perfect. Certainly you want to keep it under your age. So, you know, here you are. You're 58 and you're under.
I'll try it again when he comes back in if I'm 57.
Yes,
yeah. Well,
11 to 100 means you have mild plaque burden. It's a low to moderate risk. And you have early coronary artery disease.
He's be looking up at me. You never look at me in these segments. Get your judgmental eyes off me.
I'm not judging. I'm just telling you what 33 means. All right?
You have early stages.
Here's the thing to think about, though, is that that's what it is now or whenever that you did that test.
2 years ago.
The problem is if you don't change your lifestyle, that thing increases by 25 to 30%. A year.
Does it?
Yes.
I did not know that.
So that's why it's important to change your lifestyle.
Probably in the 50s
and that's what
60s.
We're going to talk about today is that I have a lot of people that come in, clients that come in and we meet with me. They're worried whether they have cardiovascular disease or not. And so sometimes we look at their lab values and sometimes those lab values are not good because it's the typical total cholesterol, LDL, HDL, triglycerides. Doesn't give you very good information at all. What you want is the subparticles of the LDL. So once you get those small, dense LDL particles, that's when you're getting risk. And that's the kind of things you actually want to look at. But even then, sometimes you don't know exactly what's going on in the arteries. That's where the calcium score. Mm-hmm. Which one?
And let me interrupt real quick.
Yeah.
And for that test, if you can't get it easily, again, Be Well Labs, which is the website's beginwithlabs.com.
And actually, I'll tell them I like to look at both. If you come back to the lung bus, let's get the calcium score done. Let's look at your labs and see what's going on there because they don't always equate. You know, I had a lady today. I was looking over her labs. She's actually your client, so hopefully I wasn't infringing on your client there. But
jealous.
But anyway, her numbers were kind of high, but her calcium score was zero.
Wonderful.
So not necessarily a correlation there between what the numbers that labs would have said versus what the calcium score is saying. But anyway, if you have a high calcium score, then that often correlates with having cardiovascular disease. And conventional medicine will tell you we need to get you on the statins and the ACE inhibitors and the beta blockers and the aspirin. We need to do all these things. But it's not going to decrease the amount of calcium in there. It's not going to decrease your plaque size. And that's what they'll say. And then what our world will say is, and at least what I'll say and what some other cardiologists say, there's a book by Dr. William Davis. He's a cardiologist. He wrote a book called Wheat Belly and Undoctored. I don't know if you've ever heard of those.
Okay.
Well, anyway, he wrote those. And he says that, yeah, you can't do it with any kind of medications. Some supplements are okay. He said, but bottom line is it comes down to lifestyle changes and what you're eating. So that's why he wrote the book Wheat Belly. All right. So that gives you a little heads up on what he's going to talk about. But first of all, a little bit about the CT scan. It quantifies, you know, how much calcium is in your coronary arteries.
Now, this is hard calcium. There's another calcium called, relative to hard plaque, there's another plaque called soft plaque. It doesn't look at that.
Right. And calcium will make up 20% of a total plaque volume. So when you see, say, 20 cubic meters of calcium in there, it comes back at 20 cubic meters. That means that that's making up 20%. So that means your plaque size is actually 100 cubic millimeters. So that's how you figure out the ratios there. But the score, even with the high score, though, it doesn't tell you if there's any blockage going on. So you only get that when you go in and actually do a scope or something like that is to find out if there's actual blockage. But there's a good indication the higher the number is, the more blockage you may have. But like I said about that, without intervention, scores on those rise 25 to 30% per year. That's why you got to get on top of it, all right? His strategy, and what I want to do is go through his strategy, then I want to compare it to what a cardiologist I often refer to, Dr. Jack Wilson, I want to refer that. I had my Perplexity AI do a whole comparison between these me, Jack Wilson, Dr. Davis, and then I'm going to have you interject in here what you agree with and don't agree with, because you're the ultimate authority, of
course. There we go. Hey, you know. I'll take that.
So, but anyway, here's his big thing, the reason he wrote the book. Eliminate all grains and sugars. He says, the biggest driver of plaque is small LDL particles, not LDL cholesterol. Small LDL is produced almost entirely by grains and sugars. Removing them can drop small LDL from extremely high to near zero.
Okay, do people know what grains are? Do you know what a grain is, Clint?
Yes.
Maybe could you explain what you think a grain is?
That's such a simple question. I'd rather hear somebody like you explain it.
Okay, Barney. Hey, it's bread, it's pasta, yeah. It's anything made from wheat.
Wheat, yes.
Yes, all of those things. That's what most of us eat from the grain family. Yeah.
And I would have...
Thank you.
What was interesting about this is that I would have been on the whole sugars, carbs, down to nothing. Of course, wheat and stuff is carbs, you know, but it's a different... The difference between the complexity, one's a simple carb, one's more... But I used to kind of give your... general grain the benefit of the doubt far as not being atherosclerosis.
Well, the thing is, it was on the food pyramid.
Oh, yeah, number one.
We needed many multiple servings a day of grains to be healthy, which has now been almost deleted from that pyramid.
Yep. Additional benefits to lowering that is lower inflammation, lower triglycerides, higher HDL, reduced visceral fat, and lowering blood sugar to do that. All right, his other measures, that's his biggest one, though. So you can read his book to go into more detail than that, but that's the gist of what he thinks, and it does work. I mean, if I was to read over here some of the LD part of the blood sugar is much more adherent to arterial tissue, much more inflammatory. So anyway, that's his other measures are optimized vitamin D, all right? He says get it up to 60 to 70 range, and... We know that we don't often give vitamin D the credits due for being very anti-inflammatory. People mm-hmm. just think about the bones and about preventing, well, it actually a lot of people don't think about the fact that it prevents depression or helps with depression.
And to know your number, you have to just stick your arm out and give blood. And again, doctor's office is great, but if not, go to the Be Well Labs.
Be Well Forever, absolutely.
I had to do about 6 tests to determine that I needed 14,000 units per day to be at about a 52 nanogram level. And that's pretty odd since I eat better than most people and do a lot of foods that have
to. I do 11,000, but I haven't had mine checked lately because I did 11,000 because it was only around 50, so yeah. I want it to be higher. Of course, he recommends omega-3s. The difference in his is the amount. The added EPA plus the DHA together should be 1,800 milligrams morning, 1,800 milligrams evening.
Wow.
That's a lot more than what we're used to.
Now, is he saying this will lower it or just stop it from going up?
It will actually lower it.
Okay.
I mean, he's got a lady here that did all this, changed everything, and her numbers went from 750 down to 400 or something.
Sweet.
But anyway.
We're waiting on a gentleman that Scott knows very well who has kind of been on a strict plan, I think, for about 8 months. His score was quite high, and he's going in, I think, he's going in March, early March, and he's going to let Scott know immediately when his test comes back. So people need a plan, for sure.
He saw reductions doing all these this six-part thing here is 24, 36, sometimes even 72% reduction.
Wow. So, now, those omega-3s would be a vital planet would be 2 in the morning and 2 at night, wouldn't it? Something like that.
A lot.
Yeah.
All right. Here's something kind of I never thought about. You probably have, but for me it was kind of getting your ideal thyroid function, iodine plus getting your thyroid. Even mild hypothyroidism accelerates plaque growth. I wasn't aware of that.
Well, Dr. Brownstein certainly believes that. He's the guru of
and I listened to his podcast. I don't remember y'all talking about that.
No, and the one I did with him, he didn't, but he does write a lot about that. Again, you have to get the labs. And when you do labs for thyroid, conventional thinking says TSH is the number. That is a quite inaccurate number. It's the first of several numbers people need. So get the panel. Don't just get the TSH.
And then magnesium. Why it matters, helps regulate blood sugar, regulate blood pressure, supports vascular health. He likes magnesium malate.
Okay.
That's not necessarily my first choice, but that's what he likes.
Right before I came over here, I don't know if you saw, the lady was in the store with Scott and Alicia. She came in and wanted to do a testimony, and I was busy, and I had Alicia and Scott do it. Well, Alicia did fantastic. I'm going to airdrop it to Cody after we finish here. She had years and years of warts on her bottom of her feet, and she was doing what's the magnesium in the higher
glycinate place?
No, the one in the combination with all the ones,
MagTech. Oh, or magnesium breakthrough.
Yeah, breakthrough. Magnesium breakthrough said within 2 months all of her warts 100% left by using. Never heard that before, but that doesn't mean it can't work. I mean, you're going to look, you can tell they're either there or they're not there, and she's done everything. So that shows you the power of magnesium for her.
Magnesium's unreal. Our Core 4, I never stop being impressed with our Core 4. and then, of course, this is coming back on everything nowadays. Cultivate a healthy gut flora. The microbiome is everything. So that is how he's doing it. What I wanted to do, like I said, was go in here and compare. So what are the views of doing a CT scan? So it is radiation. So what are different people's views on this? Dr. William Davis strongly supports doing the scans, the full-fledged one, the best tool to assess plaque and track regression. Dr. Jack Wolfson says he advises against any form of CT scans. He thinks the radiation is damages your he prefers non-radiation diagnostics, and that's the way he goes.
Yep.
Where's Dr. Kurt Deering come into play? Dr. Kurt Deering likes low-dose CT scans as a compromise. That's what you had done. It's a low-dose form. That's what they do on the lung bus. The only drawback on the low-dose form, not quite as accurate. So you have to give a little bit there in accuracy, but I think it's accurate enough.
Yes.
And so I'll take the lower dose. Mm-hmm. It's like 20, 30% less radiation exposure. Now, if you even use the strong one, it's like, I think like a year's worth of background radiation or something like that. It just depends on whether you think these things. Now, what does Ed Jones think about, what is your view? I know you don't like a lot of testing, but
Well, first off, I think that x-rays radiation is a cumulative thing. And if you haven't had hardly any x-rays, I think it's well worth it. I think absolutely if you're 50 plus, unless your numbers are perfect, and then if they're not, which they probably aren't, I would do one just to see. And then maybe you have to make a plan from that one based on everything else. So,
and then once you had one that was, say, 30-something, would you start changing?
If I had a lot of x-rays in my life and I was concerned, I would do it every 3 years and not every year. Just now, I had more x-rays during a short period of time after hip replacement, double hip replacement, than I would ever dreamed about. But I just, there was no choice. Had to do that.
All right. When to repeat scans? He says if it's a zero score every 5 years, non-zero yearly or less. So that would, Clint, yeah, that means you probably need to be getting yours done again soon.
Okay.
Dr. Jack Wilson's, of course, avoid altogether. Me, I didn't. AI assessed me as not emphasizing it, that you should just focus on lifestyle and labs, which that's my whole thing is you don't need all these things if you're just doing the right thing to begin with.
I think
with.
If you just focus on laughs and tequila, that's all you need.
Laughs and tequila. I love it. Mm-hmm. All right. Interpretation of high scores. We'll skip over that.
Because you have 2 minutes left.
Oh, primary treatment philosophy. William Davis, non-drug, metabolic, and Mike, we already went through his. Let's just go straight to, because the dietary approaches are pretty similar between all three of them, and I imagine yours would be the same.
Which is more high protein, healthy fat, and lower carb, I would guess, all three of those.
Grain-free, sugar-free is Dr. William Davis. Jack Wolfson is organic, paleo-style, seafood, grass-fed meats, raw dairy, organ meats, eliminate inflammatory foods, and fasting. Has me down for whole foods, but that might include, but anyway, lean proteins, fruits, vegetables, avoid refined grains, seed oils, and added sugars.
Well, my biscuits still have wheat, but they also, all the other boxes are checked. No seed oils, all everything's good. They are a little bit of bread, but I only do them on Sundays.
Gotcha. All right, we'll finish up with going through the different approach to key supplements. We already mentioned that Dr. William Davis is about vitamin D, high dose EPA, DHA through your omega-3s, iodine, magnesium, probiotics, prebiotics. What's interesting about that? What's missing there?
Well,
vitamin K. You can do vitamin D. You got to have the K.
Before we run out of time, we also add in natokinase.
Oh, I do. Yeah, and I haven't got to mine yet.
Okay.
So Dr. Jack Wilson's first thing on there is vitamin K2, because K2 tells calcium where to go and what to do. So it's critical. D, magnesium. He has his whole, he promotes his whole line of supplements. So he's got a supplement in there that in one product has berberine, milk thistle, green tree leaf extract, curcumin, resveratrol, ginger, and quercetin. And he also likes to do detox support. So that's pretty sound.
You better get to yours, son.
Dr. Deering's is omega-3s, but I'm going to have to up my doses based on what this, reading this. Up your doses of K2, especially the MK7 formulation. I like berbecol. It's a combination of bergamot and berberine. Both of them beautiful for lowering those small, dense LDL particles. Natokinase, grapeseed extract, so French grapeseed extract, aged garlic, probiotics, and lumbrokinase is starting to work its way into my regimen. We have a product on our shelf right now that's got a nitric oxide blend. It's got serrapeptidase, lumbrokinase, natokinase all in it. It's a beautiful combo that's a lot of my people that have high scores are getting put on that.
And you and I both will know more in about 9 months, because I've got about four people who are also doing serious intervention planning. And again, they're going to wait 12 months to do it. Last question is, are you going to do it in a couple weeks at Nutrition World? Are you going to do the calcium score test?
Oh, you're asking me, because I've heard that somebody else won't do them.
No, I won't do it. When you get to be this age, I'm not, and you're a hypochondriac, I don't need added baggage on my back concerned about something when I'm already doing everything I can do. Life is life. I am happy where I'm at, no matter what happens.
I kind of see myself probably taking your approach, because I figure
you're fearful, though. You're not 60.
Well, I know, but listen, my numbers are probably getting better because I'm doing all the right things now. But I'm not going to deny those first 52 to 3 years of my life, I probably was adding a lot of calcium into those arteries.
Yeah,
Brother's. I am my brother minus 2 years or 3 years. Sometimes I'm at least a year healthier than he is. And his calcium score was high.
Ooh, okay.
So high, he wouldn't even tell me.
Then you know you need to get that done in 2 weeks.
But I've been living healthier than him for 10 years.
I don't
care.
The one time, one test, it's all. I'm pushing you. Please do it. Okay, guess what? We are out of time, Dr. Deering. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, where knowledge is your secret power. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Ready to step into your new home in Ramsgate? I have a rare opportunity for you to move to a 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath home at nearly 3,000 square feet. You'll love the beautiful hardwood floors, the master on Main, soaring cathedral ceiling, and much more. This Hickson home is move-in ready. See it online at homechattanooga.com. That's at homechattanooga.com. 888-893-3537.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, joined again by my good friend, co-host Clint Powell. Let's keep the conversation going as we explore more ways to protect and strengthen your health. What are your podcasts, Mr. Podcast?
Oh, I got a bunch of them, but you can just find them all at Nuga Podcast. And podcast is plural with that. So it's NugaPodcast.com, from crime to adventure, health to faith, real estate, history, politics, you name it, I've got it there. So thank you for that. And don't forget this radio show that airs at 9 a.m. on Sundays on 98.1 The Lake. Just a couple of days later, then is put out as a podcast, Vital Health Radio Download, on your favorite podcast platform. So you can hear us real time on Sundays or at your convenience, destination listening, anytime after Tuesday.
Lovely, lovely. And, you know, I'm always talking about creating a team. I think we need teams somewhat for a lot of parts of our life. I mean, I fly airplanes. I need I need team as far as people teaching me and keeping me up to snuff. I just flew this past week with my instructor, Marty, from Crystal Air. Fantastic company if you ever need to get or really have a desire to be a pilot and get your pilot's license. But as far as health, one of those that I go back to a lot is Natural Nurse Mama. Extremely good information about how do we raise our children without super toxic medicine, because the traditional medical model really doesn't have a toolbox to pull from because they weren't trained. It's not all their fault, but it is a very big challenge for those parents who are open to more information, because one of her posts says 1 in 8 children have asthma now, 1 in 12 had food allergies, 1 in 6 a mental health disorder, 1 in 5 children have allergic eczema, 1 in 5 children are obese. Where are the pediatricians, she asked. Why aren't they sounding the alarm? 70% of physicians are employed by hospitals and large corporations. They get their talking points from the AMA, which is funded by pharmaceutical companies who profit from chronic illness. We have to take upon ourselves to open the door of education and wisdom and find people who are more centered and perhaps a little more, again, I talked about knowledge and wisdom, have knowledge, but they also have wisdom to balance that. And certainly I think the tides have changed. I think they'll never go back to the way they were, but it's still a slow move, because dogma in medical field has inertia, that we call it inertia. What they've been doing is what they continue to do.
I do think, though, and I'll represent the other side of this, and you might chastise me when we're off the air, but I do think dogma goes both ways. I think there are people that are trapped on your side of the aisle on this, and I'm on your side of the aisle more than I give into, because I just give a lot of it just to get pushback here on the show. But there, you can get trapped into thinking there's no good on the other side either. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can get trapped into that same, and also, and you know what that does? Then that too limits your options and your choices, because you won't allow yourself to see the wisdom on the other side. So it's almost like we've gotten to this point where you've got to believe 100% in one, instead of, no, your job is to pick and choose what's good for this moment and which one's appropriate for you and your family.
I cannot disagree. My daughter's a perfect example of, I will never use a drug. I'm not giving my children anything except our natural remedies at Nutritional World. Well, life hits you hard sometimes at 1 o'clock in the morning when they have ear infections, they're sick, they're wheezing, they're doing this. You get scared.
Absolutely.
And all of a sudden, you know, short runs of medicine is pretty darn safe, pretty darn easy.
Sometimes
to
it gives your body a rest to fix itself.
Yep.
That, and I'm not saying all the time. You don't want to be dependent on it. But
I agree completely. So all good. I've been since my hip replacement. I've certainly had to embrace some things for those few weeks, a few years before and a few weeks after. I've kind of gone back to being my normal purist, but I also have great flexibility from my life experience. So, and guess what? That wraps it up for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio. Remember, you can catch past shows anytime on your favorite podcast platform or visit us online at Vital Health Radio. So on behalf of Clint Powell, myself, and the incredible team of 37 staff members and Dr. Deering, we sincerely thank you for spending your day with us. So until next time, take care, stay healthy. We'll see you right back here next week on Vital Health Radio.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.